Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Burt Show.
I'm not a fan of diffusing hope, but Kristen, you have none here.
Jeez.
In this one particular area, there is no hope, and you are lying to yourself.
There's always hope, Herbert.
There is no hope here. This case is closed. It is cold.
I need to get a hold of Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's my only hope. If you're a Star Wars fan, you get that reference. If you're not, whatever.
Even Obi-Wan is like, I'm too busy.
All right, so I'm not even going to say my son lost his lovey. My husband and I lost our son's lovey, Horsey. It's this little tiny blanket with a horse head on it and a cute little horse tail and two little horse arms, and that's his go-to lovey. Now, a Burt Show listener hit me up years ago when I was like, oh, my son finally, he chose Horsey as his lovey. And she's like, whatever you do, buy a backup. Just trust me.
So smart.
So we had two horsies. Well, two horsies went down to one horsey when we lost one when we were at Disney. I am 99.9% sure we left it in the bed at the Contemporary Resort where we were staying, okay? So I called Disney. Well, I mean, I didn't call Disney himself.
Yeah, that would be Walt's not picking up.
But I called Disney, and then I went online and filled out the form. And so I have a case number, and they've been working diligently to find Horsey.
No, they haven't.
The case is closed.
Yeah, I bet it is. They haven't found it, and it's time to move on.
That is correct. I got an email that said, do not reply. Okay.
And do not call and never mention us ever again.
Dear Kristen Martingly. That's promising.
If you're a new listener, her last name is Mattingly.
Dear Kristen Martingly, unfortunately, your lost item was unable to be located despite the team's best efforts. Yeah. Regrettably, that means this case must be closed. Wishing you all the best. And then there's a little Tinkerbell going, hing. She just flitting away.
Let me rewrite that with the truth, okay?
Whatever. We didn't
Dear Mrs. Martingly.
Whoever you are.
When we got your request,
yep.
We all got a good laugh.
Yep.
And then we sent you an email saying that we would update you when we looked for it.
Yep.
I want to let you know we never did.
Gotcha.
Therefore, it was never found.
That makes sense.
Tinkerbell.
R.I.P. Horsey. I'd pour one out, but I already drank all my coffee.
All right, Abby, what is it that guys can crack jokes about that women cannot even touch?
Other than everything, there's one specific thing that somebody called at Corey E. Stewart on TikTok is saying, you know, guys can just crack the jokes about this with their friends, but if you did it with women, it just does not hit the same.
Here are some things that my guy friends have done to each other that would send any female friendship up in flames.
Weight gain is by far the best example of this. So one time our friend group didn't see each other for a while, and then we all got back together to play some poker. And one of our friends walked in and he gained a lot of weight. And when he walked in, we all stopped and we looked at him. And one of our friends just said, hey, man, have you been drinking Oreos? And everyone started cracking up. He was laughing. Like, it was a great time. We all enjoyed it. But when we said that, all the women kind of, like, tightened up. They got a little uncomfortable. And so after that, we were all talking. And we asked one of our friend's girlfriends, hey, how much weight would one of your friends have to gain before you said something? Now, we know women aren't going to, you know, be as aggressive with their friends about weight gain because we know it's a much more sensitive topic for women. But how much weight we talking here before you say something? And she said, never going to happen. And we were all wondering, whoa, never? I mean, 100 pounds? She said, no. 200 pounds? She said, no. She stuck to it. And so we all found that super funny. She said she would just pretty much leave the situation, which is, I mean, she's not every woman, but I don't know. We just found that hilarious because for men, you gain a little bit of weight, you walk in the room, it's on. But with women, if you say something about that, it's World War III.
100%. And I think that's just because weight affects women differently. Yeah. Like a fat man moves the world very differently than a woman who's in a bigger body. So it's not really something that's funny to joke about because you're poking at somebody that's very sensitive to women for obvious reasons.
And anybody who gains weight, they're the first ones to know that they have gained weight. Nobody else really needs to point that out to them.
Yeah, except with dudes, the same. Yes. The dude knows that he gained weight also. And he also knows that walk from the car into wherever your dudes are when they haven't seen you in a while, you know you're going to get hell to pay.
You know what time it is.
In a fun way. But it's a completely different world. And every woman knows this too, right? Nobody's made this mistake.
Well, yeah, because I mean, I think most women are not trying to put on weight, but being a woman, sometimes the weight just is it like a magnet to you. So it's just not something that's funny to women because it's not something that like can easily go away. It's usually a problem that women feel like they have.
But you said it's okay. Is it okay to make fun of another man because he's gained weight?
I really don't think men care that much.
Okay. We don't care.
Yeah, not at all.
God, must be freaking nice.
It is. It's very nice. I would ask women to call in that have made fun of their friends that have gained weight, but we would get no calls because they're dead.
They're no longer with us.
They are no longer with us.
The Burt Show.